Right now, from practice yesterday, Gordon ran into the guy on the Cowboys roster with the most unusual name.
Yeah, Giorgio was all giggly and pointing to the roster when he goes, "Hey, did you see that? Did you see who's number 84? And it's a guy named Tyson Poots." And the poor guy, he's out there, and I approach him to do a quick interview. And I found him to be very pleasant and very nice, despite the name.
And the first name is Tyson with two Ys, I believe.
Two S's, I think.
Two S's.
Yeah.
And the last name is Poots, P-O-O-T-S?
Yes, yes. So I went and interviewed him about the obvious. Take a listen.
Tyson, a few questions for the ticket in Dallas?
Sure.
Yeah. Now, you just joined the team.
Yeah.
You look a little nervous. Are you nervous to be talking with me?
No, I'm not nervous at all. I'm just, a little overwhelmed. I just got here a few days ago, so I'm just, I got a lot of information in my head, and I'm just trying to get it all down,
You mind if I reset on the radio right now?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Gordon Keith here with Tyson Poots from the Dallas Cowboys. I bet you know what we want to talk to you about.
My name.
I didn't even think about that. I was talking about wearing Jay Novacek's jersey.
I actually thought about that, too, but nobody said that to me yet before.
Your name. Now, okay, let's talk about your name since you brought it up, all right? That had to be hard to grow up with a name like that.
It definitely was. It kind of makes you a little sad when you're younger, getting made fun of all the time by the little kids. But
because Tyson is like a black guy's name.
I've heard that before, and I was born in Iowa, so I don't know where we got it for, but the two S's on it kind of make it a little different, a little...
Kind of whites it up a little bit.
I guess, a little unique.
See, the last name, if we could focus on that. Did your family try to rework that name and call it Potts or Poets or...
I don't know. I just... We've always called it Poots, because it rhymes with boots, so mm-hmm. It's kind of like the same thing, but...
And would you make fun of your siblings for having that last name?
Yeah, I've heard it made fun of by all of us. We kind of switch it up and call us Stoop, because that's it. Poots backwards, but anything else, we don't really make fun of it in, worse than that,
Is it a name that was altered in some way from its original spelling or something from the old world? Was it originally pronounced?
It might have been, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that before, so.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 23.
23. And can you believe you're playing for the Dallas Cowboys?
I can't believe it. Yeah, I'm still kind of struck here, but I'm trying to catch on quick to help these guys and my teammates out.
When you were a kid, growing up with that horrible name, did you ever dream that you would one day play for the Cowboys? And
I dreamed of playing NFL football. It didn't matter which team, and of course, Cowboys are America's team, so that's really fun, and all these fans out here even make it even better. So,
are you Norwegian descent, Swedish descent, Slavic? What are you?
German and Irish.
German and Irish. Now, do you know the descent of most of the guys on the team?
I don't. I haven't checked into that.
Like, who's the whitest guy on the team?
I'll have to be here a little longer to let you know about that. I've only been here a few days.
It's
so
getting.
I haven't got.
Oh. Okay. Who's the blackest guy on the team?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, we got some characters, let's just say that. So.
Mm-hmm. Tony Romo? You know Tony Romo, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You talked with him personally yet?
A little bit. Met him and stuff. It's kind of like, wow, he's Tony Romo.
Was he wearing his cap backwards when you talked to him?
Sure was. Sure was.
Have you met his wife yet?
I haven't. I haven't met any of the guy's wife.
I'm close personal friends with his wife.
Nice.
Yeah. Tony Romo, of course, Hispanic. We're in San Antonio. Kind of a natural fit.
Yeah, definitely is. It's probably why he's well-liked, and he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys,
Let's not forget that portion of it.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you listen to when you're just hooting around? And
I definitely like hip-hop, but I like to slow it down with a little R&B and stuff, but a good mixture is always good, a little bit of country every once in a while. But
when Tyson Poots is making love, what kind of music does he put on? What kind of slow jam does he roll?
We're going to go with some R&B, maybe some Jeremiah or Trey Songz or something like that.
Nice. You play an instrument?
I do not. No instruments for me.
If you were to play an instrument, what would you like to play?
The piano. It's pretty. You can play almost any song.
Piano is a very masculine instrument.
It is.
There's Van Cliburn plays piano.
There's a lot of great people that have played piano and made it very special.
What?
It's a very cool instrument. You can do a lot of things with it.
What kind of tattoo you got there on your bicep?
Well, this is my football tattoo. So sky's the limit. Got that one first.
So is Jesus catching a football? Are these Jesus' hands? Whose hands are those?
Those are mine, but I mean, the hair kind of...
Are you comparing yourself to Jesus?
Not at all, but I've been called, are you something, trying to be him? And then I just got this one, Quiet Storm, kind of shy, kind of quiet, but, you know, I kind of...
Is that kind of your nickname, Quiet Storm?
I've never been called that.
Nobody ever called you that?
No, I just kind of roll with it.
You tried to get the Quiet Storm nickname going, even got the tattoo, committed to it, and no one picked up on it?
No, I was just kind of more like what I am inside, kind of quiet, but I guess I pack a punch is what I'm saying. So.
But see, Quiet Storm, Tyson, to me, makes it sound like you're going to purchase firearms or something and go crazy. That worries me.
I'm not bottled up like that, but I mean... I'm quiet, but I just kind of, I hold everything in, and then when it's time to go, it's time to go. I'm about business, you know?
Do you meditate? Practice tantric?
No. Nope.
Nothing like that?
Nope.
Nothing unusual that you do for a hobby? Hunt gators or...
Not at all. I'm from...
Stab geese?
Nothing unusual like that. I'm from Vegas, so we don't really have all that there, so...
All right. Well, Tyson, I appreciate you joining us for our first episode of Pootin' Around with Tyson.
Thank you. Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
There will never be another episode.
That was great. There should be.
I think we're going to have a daily Tyson Poot show.
He's a nice guy,
yeah.
Man.
He's kind of rolled with all the punches about his name, and he was funny.
He did. Junior, he looked like a scared little kid out here. I mean, he was just kind of looking around at all the fans in the stands and just all this mayhem that's going on and being interviewed.
He played at Second Division Southern Utah.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah, he's out of his element. He had an interesting point about the piano. There have been a lot of great people who've played it and made it a very special instrument.
And you can play just about every song on it.
Yeah, so some you can't notes, play every song.
Yeah.
But
some instruments don't play every note. So,
a lot of people who've played it and made it special. Made it a special
instrument. I look forward to the next Tyson Pooch.
There is not going to be another one.
It needs to be.
No, it was canceled after one episode. Lack of funding.
We have to have him make the team. He's a long shot, but we have to have him make the team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's already a Ribby favorite, I can tell you that.
All right, good job, Gordo. 8:51 here on Sports Radio.